give Ed one more round of.
Yay.
Okay, the this is called a Nanniga, and it's named in honor of the late Bob Nanniga, who ran the E Street Cafe up in Encinitas, where I live, for years. And he, at the monthly poetry slam up there, he'd always do a mashup at the end of, with little phrases and words and lines and sentences from every person's work, and then read it all back. And a couple friends and I decided once he'd gone, we would carry on the tradition at various writers' meetups that we went to. So here's the Nanniga for tonight. I press the button on an incredible circus delivered with a smile. No one expected me to sleep with 11 uncles and Jimi Hendrix in the yellow stucco house. Wait, is that Chopin? See how good this quirky soundtrack is? Stay calm and decomposing, teeming with ants. Wear a turtleneck and do the Watusi. Scratching the itch of bovine mannerisms was not enough. Dangerous and sexy things can envelop more than one reality, like grasshoppers with child-rearing obligations. They're so cavalier. My classmates laughed when I asked for a broom in my lingerie. I saw a bag on the floor. I unplugged the phone on my main hobbit valet, Bobby Darin. We protagonists with dainty highlights are sitting on a tractor sponsored by AARP, watching the pigeons in the cat food. I had sex for the first time there. Carl Nargle was a man, you had to eat him. Mom allowed it, croutons on the salad. I'm sorry. She lunged into the street and fluffed my pillow. My inbox pinged. It was the chicken of your life. We met at a diner. Our toes gripped a hospital meal in a plastic container. Everyone started laughing. The price was $3.50. It's 4 a.m., closing time. The word is, you're in trouble. Think about it. 2,000 volts.